You wrote the words to that song.
Death penalty.
I support the death penalty.
We will be prosperous if we embrace free trade.
Prosperity from free and fair trade.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Politics will turn on you.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is January 2nd, 2018. You are listening to episode number 97 featuring John Hope. We lined this one up a little while ago and been looking forward to it since. He's the first artist on the program out of Rhode Island, which is crazy that it took that long, but it speaks to the difficulty of connecting all the dots up here and, you know, the long way we have to go and making sure that everyone's plugged in and connected with each other, because there's crazy talent all over New England. If you missed the State of New England Hip Hop podcast, speaking of which, you should go back and listen to both parts of that. gems on gems on gems. It's huge if you're already involved in the scene and you want to step your game up, or if you want to get involved and you don't know where to start, or even if you're just a fan and you want a little look behind the scenes, pulling back of the curtain. We did part one with a bunch of industry dudes, Tim LaRue, Bedlam, and Dart Adams. And then we followed up with some artists, and we spoke to Latrell James, Oompa, and MDOT. And so it's real cool to hear both sides of that coin and what's going on up here and where we're heading in the future. And trust, it's going to be crazy. You can also hear the Casso, the Justin Clancy, the Tim Nye, and the Kyle Bent episodes up now. Either check out iTunes, LFOD Radio, or hit LFODradio.com. If you want a taste, SoundCloud/LFOD has some snippets of those, plus the Alumni Cypher Series 24 and 24, and more. I got to give a quick shout out to Hipstery. We were over there on New Year's Eve. They had a one of their Hipstery house parties, and Luke Bars, Razen, Esh, Mr. Love Ballad, everyone there rocking. Shout out to Cliff Notes and Oompa. You can hear their episodes as well. They have a shout out to Tim Hall too. I finally met him. They got a dope movement out there, and Jordan was through taking some pictures recently as well. So keep an eye out for those. If you're tuned in, let us know. Twitter @LiveFreeODRadio. Instagram, Facebook, LFOD Radio. We're actually going to be live on Facebook after this. So if you head over there, you can get some video and you can leave comments, etc., etc. We'll get to them if we can. And finally, if you are an artist yourself, submissions @LFODRadio.com. Send us clean records. We'd love to hear from them. That's how all this started with every artist we interview for the most part. You know, John hit us up with some records. And, you know, we liked what we heard and we played them. Speaking of which, we're going to play one of those right now. When we come back, we got some introductions to make. We're going to talk about some New Year's and stuff. And hopefully we'll have John Hope in here. This one is called Champagne. It is off Savage Beauty. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Thou shalt betray you, motherfucker, and real sisters. Same ones I came with. We got 1,000 words and take real pictures. Got a styrofoam of my mama's tears. Pull it up, that's champagne. Got real news and real blue. They are the part of my campaign.
Just open up my big mouth. This my version of small talk. Got a size 12 of these Stan Smiths. Took big steps to this small walk. I'm talking heavy hearts. My day ones and on day two they shot. Got six guys using 12 hands and wooden coffins, and we drop. This is my PTSD. Cause not even me respects me. Still gotta go to school tomorrow. Algebra life be testing me. Still trying to pass dope. Ninth grade, life grade. Ain't no one to talk to. Cause everyone telling me fish. Happens. And showing emotions is bitch. Under my burdens I bury they squish. My poker face never will show it exists. So take that. By any means I'ma ride for the payback. I'm a race rat trying to chase cash. Give a fuck about the age gap. Whether nighttime or the day trap.
I shall betray you, motherfucker and real sisters. Same ones I came with. We got 1,000 words and take real pictures. Got a styrofoam of my mama's tears. Pull it up, that's champagne. Got real news and real blue. They are the part of my campaign.
Silhouettes, give me a tease. While collecting the fees. How can I knock off your hustle? Cause nothing may come from degrees. The world is a savage, and beauty will hide in a sinister smile. Enjoy what you gather, cause we'll walk in the middle of aisles. Playing them both sides, morals are compromised in everyday hood. Feel comfort in homicide. Why mama gotta work so hard when she never get a chance to eat a fruit of her labor? And these days I be looking for the words in the church, but it hurts when the Bible can't save us from astray, from beautiful you with AIDS. The silence of cancer and food I just ate. The ambulance comes with an hour delay. All I hear is pimping, boosting, robbing, nuisance. 30s, AKs, sirens, music.
Thou shalt betray you, motherfucker and real sisters. Same ones I came with. We got 1,000 words and take real pictures. Got a styrofoam of my mama's tears. filling up that champagne. Got real news and real beat. They are the part of my campaign.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. That was the brand new one from John Hope. That is Champagne. And we got Tia with us right now.
What's up?
And a new... What's up with you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Too much.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. Standard.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Standard.
That's what we all do here. Too much.
Of course.
And we got new guest to the program, Tayshawn Taylor.
Woo-woo! How y'all doing? It's Tay-Tay.
What's happening, man?
So... What's happening with me, man? It's cold as heck outside, man. For real.
It's like, been warming up all day, though. It was 11 when I left this morning, and now it's 18, so.
Wow, it's like we're in a heat wave.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Cherish it. Blizzard on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was like, guess who's not leaving the crib on Thursday?
Right. Anyway, to catch people up, Tayshawn will be joining us going forward and, providing another viewpoint on everything and helping build with the LFOD movement, motions, et cetera. People who have listened for a while know about you, but if you want to give a quick introduction of who
all
you
right.
are.
I'm just outside of the LFOD radio thing, I'm a rapper / songwriter / model / photographer. I kind of...
Model?
Well, yeah. I got into that recently.
All right.
To be honest. I
Me
know,
too,
it's hilarious.
Bro. Me
but
too.
Like,
I see you.
Oh, you think I'm joking? I'm dead
no,
serious.
No, I know
I'm
you're
dead
not.
Serious. Honestly, like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh yeah, like, I'm mad. I'm like so experienced with modeling. Like, I blog on like billboards or whatever. Like, I literally just started it. So,
okay.
But like, I'm just trying to put that on my resume. But yeah, I'm just trying to dive into the different forms of, like, you know, entertainment. But first and foremost, I am a man for the culture of hip hop.
That's what's up.
So that's pretty much what it is.
And that's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to the far right. We have John Hope.
Yo.
What's happening, man?
What's up, man? How y'all doing, man? How's everybody?
Everybody's great.
2018 is you're the first guest with the new lineup, everything, new
yeah.
year.
Oh, yeah, man, that's amazing. That's a great way to set things off with a little bit of hope, you know? So,
yep.
So much.
Starting 2018 with hope, man.
Yeah, yeah, I dig it. I really thank you guys for having me. I'm a fan of the show, and, you know, I really wanted to... at some point get here and connect, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. You're here. Welcome.
Yeah.
So, Savage Beauty, mm-hmm. out now.
That's
dropped
right.
Dropped a few months back.
Yep.
What's going on with that record? What were your goals with that? How's it doing? What's happening?
Yeah, man. Well, Savage Beauty was really important for me because I've been doing it for a while. And, you know, that project really symbolizes... a catalyst for it was like a springboard for other things, you know. Right now, even as Tay just mentioned, you know, he does a number of different things. I think the landscape itself, you can't just be one thing, you know. You just can't. You almost have to be a hybrid. You have to be a hybrid.
We talk about that a lot.
Yeah, you know. So for someone who's been doing it so long and always looking to kind of evolve, this was kind of the touch point for that. So, you know, after that release, I released the book. Even the rollout was kind of just very unconventional, very different from, you know, previous projects in the past. So I'm really, really proud of this project. It's probably my favorite project that I've done.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. And I've had, like, successes, you know, with each project that I've released. But this one, there was just something about it that I didn't really, you know, in the past I've had, like, you know, either a PR or, you know, I had, you know, static behind me and things of that nature. So to get the music out wasn't a problem. And this one, you know, I didn't have any of that. It was just really me. And so it was an opportunity to just, like, focus on the people that care enough. Like, I wasn't really caring about you know, websites and all that other stuff. It was just about my fans. And you know, I'd say, for me, any project that is released is a success. That's just the idea of releasing it. But, you know, definitely exceeded some of my expectations.
So would you say, like, this kind of helped you express your creative diversity in a sense, like Savage Beauty?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything from the merch, even in terms of, like, merch, like, you know, I did my best, like, you know, in terms of, like, you know, the reception and, you know, just people buying it and things of that nature. Like, Savage Beauty just kind of became its own thing. It was, you know, so, yeah, man, in terms of creativity. And then, you know, I got, you know, high quality production, you know, like Bongo, by the way, who's works with Ty Dolla Sign, Nicki Minaj, and Jeremih, and Chance the Rapper. He just released the Chance the Rapper Christmas album. He produced on there. I got Millie's. I mean, he's right now, he's on fire. You know what I'm
really
saying?
Is.
He's the man right now in terms of New England, you know? And just nationally, what he's doing is just so inspiring for me, because we record at the same studio, and our... We've been at it. We're kind of like young veterans or whatever. You know what I mean? So to see his trajectory and see him still evolve is dope. So it's a lot on there, man. I don't want to ramble and stuff like that. I know time is what is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, it's dope, man. You came through with a. Speaking of merch, you came through with a hoodie. We always appreciate gifts.
Yeah.
Shout out to everyone else coming through in 2018. We appreciate gifts.
Everybody
no problem.
Brings gifts.
So I wanted to follow up real quick about that.
Sure.
So. The Halloween record with Millie's.
Yeah.
Dope record.
Thank you.
But so it seems like a kind of recurring theme with you is like fake people around you and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know in the past you took, 3 years off from music and weren't even going to do it.
Yeah.
And then
you
put out a guy named Harry.
Yeah.
And you took a little bit more time and then this one's out.
Mm-hmm.
What can people who are tuned into the music side of John Hope expect in terms of, you know, when they'll be getting more, when it's happening? Like, do you have any idea for that?
Yeah. I mean, I go right back in on Thursday, so I'm creating, you know, new material. And then as far as music from Savage Beauty, I have one more visual, which is Eat. I'm actually doing a screening for that because I really, really like that record. And but yeah, I think to your point, the time in between projects is definitely gonna be cut a lot shorter.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I've just been someone that really doesn't rely on the internet and that kind of like internet pressure and stuff like that. I live with the music that I make. Life is the catalyst, so I have to live life.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, like, what did the whole, like, 3-year break of not doing music, what did that do for you mentally?
Well, at the time, you know, I was in a really great situation, and I was living in Atlanta. I was signed to a production deal and, you know, had, you know, really, like, almost a false start. Like, I was right on the verge or whatever the case may be, and it didn't really work out. And because of that, I kind of fell into a really deep depression, and there were like some other things that were happening as well. So I legitimately quit. But, you know, not to get all spiritual, but, you know, I have a gift. Like, God gave me a gift. And so for me, I would be depriving a lot of people and depriving myself not to share that with people. So I was like, yo, let's use whatever happened to me as fuel for a guy named Harry, which was very personal. And it was kind of like my own, like, I'm a big Nas fan, so yes. Life is good, where he just delved into everything.
Right.
That was kind of my, you know, Hear My Dear from Marvin Gaye, and then Savage Beauty is just more looking outward.
I got a lot from a guy named Harry, actually.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
I was bumping that, like, yesterday. I really
my man.
It's perfect for this weather, actually.
The starting song.
It's cold.
I was just about to say that, too. I literally put that in my notes. Like, as I was talking about this, I was like, yo, like, I have to mention that because I'm like, yo, literally, New Year's, it was 1 degrees. You know it's real when the date matches the weather.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Bro.
That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, appreciate y'all.
So speaking about that gift, because, like, you're right, you have to share it, and that's kind of the deal. You talk a lot about self-discovery and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be timely here, being that it's New Year's.
Yeah.
What did you learn this year? What was the lesson?
I learned how powerful I am.
Okay.
Right. We live in a world where we look for validation in so many different ways, you know, whether it's like grades from a test or just, you know, bloggers or DJs, you know, I'm speaking in an artist context, you know what I'm saying? And it took me a while. And this year was the year that I realized, like, I'm dope, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, sometimes, I mean, that sounds very pretentious or what have you, but I think, like, you know, you have to be your biggest fan. And there's going to be times where, you know, you're only going to work so hard on this record, put it out on SoundCloud, only have 10 views.
Yeah.
That can't deter you.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone else is late to your greatness. You got to know that your party is happening. You got to keep on moving. So that was my biggest lesson this year, you know?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's like, as an artist, like, what people really, like, you know, fail to realize sometimes is that, like, when you're somebody that's just, you know, like, not really getting the millions of views or, like, the billions of views, it's like, it's not because people actually took the time to hear you out and they just didn't like it. It's more or less about the fact that they don't know that you exist yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when the stars align, eventually you're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to put myself in this environment and these people are going to, like, you know, gravitate to me just because they know my story. They know that I have a talent. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man.
And it's good that you know that because there's a lot of dudes like your age that are still like, oh, yeah, like, nobody knows me. Like, people just like the stuff on the radio and it's so stupid. I'm like, it's never that.
Never that. And we're all, I mean, at this point, we're all vying for, it's not likes, it's not streams, it's attention. Yeah. We're vying for people's attention. So that's the key. And so I, whether it's 5 or 500, like, I appreciate, because with the onslaught of music and content that we're always receiving, like, the fact that you took the time to mess with me, that is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? And so now it's up to me to keep you captivated. And so, you know, I think that's what I realized this year, man. And now, and I realized it in small doses. And this year, it's just like full on, like, you know, I'm going in, you know.
I'm with it, man. You're right about the attention. I can do old man rants for days. I was doing it this weekend.
My man.
I just want to say one other thing. I did Dirty Wings a lot on that record.
That's the one.
10-year-olds that look weathered. You know?
Man, my man.
Man.
I appreciate that, yo. You know what is so crazy about that record, man? That's the record that kind of always. You have the single, you have like your rollout, whatever. But then you got what the people choose.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one, man. You know, like, people respond to that record. There's something about that. And the thing is, that's the only record on that album that's personal. I'm talking about, you know, when I was in foster care, sleeping with my cousin on the same bed and all that other stuff. And talking about going to all-white high school, living in the projects. I liked it. But I didn't know if anybody else was going to like, and the way people connect with that, man. That's a proud moment. And so I appreciate you saying that, man.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. And that 10-year-old, you know.
For real, though, like,
you know, they get treated like they're older than 10, too.
Right,
so it's,
exactly.
Definitely stood out to me.
You know, man.
So before we get into this, we're going to play another record, but what's your focus for this next year? We heard what you learned last year. What's the goal for 2018?
Man, it's just application, you know, applying and deciding, like, just doing. It sounds weird, sounds cliche, or it's like some ABC Disney special or something, but, like, just doing. And when you do, like, you know, like, everything else will come, will fall in your favor. You know what I'm saying? Fortune favors the brave. So, and then on a practical level, I think just, like, you know, getting a team. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's not...
It's crucial.
It's not DIY because I'm hard-headed. You know, it's just kind of by default. But I'm just trying to... I'm going to align myself with people who are the experts. You know what I'm saying? And really help, and have a vested interest in the John Hope brand and whatnot, and you know, align myself with them and just take it to another level.
The team is crucial. No one's doing it on their own.
Exactly.
That's one thing. I don't know if you heard the State of New England Hip Hop stuff we did. That was one big theme on there that, you know, not only the industry guys talking about it, but like all the artists who came through, you know?
Right, right.
MDOT's probably the closest to doing it on his own, but even he's got some people who are like heavy in his camp.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So. It's not like
that.
You produce every single track by yourself.
Right.
Or
right.
engineer it by yourself, or like... It's just impossible to do it by yourself.
Yeah, well, you're just hurting
time.
Yourself if you try to.
Exactly. Something's going to suffer.
Yeah, you can only spin so many plates at right. once. Someone's going to fall.
Exactly.
All right, so I want to play this Halloween record.
Yeah, Day After the Halloween.
And Buffy. Is Buffy on this one?
Buffy is on this one. Yeah.
All over your records.
Yeah, man. She's my writing partner.
Okay.
So we write and collaborate a lot. And, you know, I just really think melody is really key. You know what I'm saying? And she really balances that out for me because I'm a lyricist, you know, by nature.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's what's up. Shout out to Buffy Millies. This is John Hope. Day After Halloween off Savage Beauty out now. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back after this.
A little itty bitty tiny chip up on my shoulder. Now that I'm older, my heart is frigid, even colder. What's the aroma? Smelling like some bullshit. I knew it then, because you're real is just pretend. So I'm not impressed, never was. Style is just a replica, original, I'm confident. Straight out of that Providence, where your day one's at. When that well runs dry, 100 dash you chase, P-U-S-S-Y. I guess the moral of the story is, these niggas think they glorious. I think your lies are too notorious. I'm too familiar with the coroners. Index squeeze triggers, index squeeze triggers. Double fudge homicide, victim looks like killer. It happens on my grass, cobras they all slither. Seconds, minutes, hours, time is never bitter. So do me favor, dip your tongue within the brightest red. So we identify every single lie you said.
Y'all niggas ain't real. You know what time it is. Yeah.
Share your secrets, keep your wishes, but don't go hiding. Reveal your demons and shine your darkness. Where's your witness? Just know today is the day after Halloween. No more gimmicks, just be 100, not 99, oh, damn near 50. Who's that face in your broken mirror? Please believe it's the day after Halloween.
Think you know somebody, then they show you who they really are. Think you know somebody, then they show you who they really are.
How much fakes can I take till I play dead or just lay stiff on this blue pill with no matrix? And I do that to escape shit. Fell love with more hatred. When we whip out, we just crave shit. Till we whip out and just blaze shit. Then we dips out on that same shit. Prior to the liars, I thought life was lived with honesty. Till I realized the fake ones make up the majority. If you keep it real, you all alone in this society. I'm blowing on the loud for all the suckers trying to quiet me. What's up, I run it up, cause money never needed friends. Pull up leather seated bands, I see your deceit within. Hate you got it deep within. Frowning, trying to keep a grin. Praying I'ma meet my end. You probably the Reaper's friend, whoa. But life changes like the price changes. Stay away, I don't like strangers. Draw down and get your life painted. Yeah. Said life changes like the price changes. Stay away, I don't like strangers. Draw down and get your life painted.
Share your secrets, keep your wishes, but don't go hiding. Reveal your demons and shine your darkness. Where's your witness? Just know today is the day after Halloween. No more gimmicks, just be 100, not 99, oh, damn near 50. Who's that face in your broken mirror?
All right, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got John Hope with us, Tayshaun and Tia. Mr. Hope.
Yo.
You do a lot. I just found out yesterday you have a podcast.
Yeah, the 2 Cents podcast.
What's going on with that?
Man, it's just another outlet, man. I'm really a creative man, you know, and so, you know, there's a lot of things that I see in the game, and you know, I just want to give my 2 cents on it. You know what I mean? I just want to give my take. It's just another way for, you know, my fans or supporters to connect with me. There's some people that might like me for my music. Some people might like me for, you know, the podcast or writing or whatever the case may be. So it's just, you know, really just another outlet.
So I was checking it out. So basically it sounds like you and that dude, Phil, right?
Yeah.
You guys were just having dope combos and you're like, we should record this.
That's really just how it started. Just put it out. Okay. Yeah. No rhyme or reason. You know, again, it's just deciding, just doing, just like, yo, I just want to do it.
So people can kind of expect, I think you call it lunch break combos.
Yeah.
So just kind of whatever, like there's right. No theme really besides what's in your head at that time.
No real theory. I mean, it's definitely hip hop centric.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that, you know, when I announced that I was going to do it, a lot of people that weren't necessarily connected to the culture wanted to be guests. So I'm like, "Oh, okay.
Everybody wants to go on a podcast." It's, you know, 2018.
I know. It's just, I didn't really recognize that. I guess, you know, I don't know. I was just in my little bubble or whatever. So it's just whatever, man. Really. There's no rhyme or reason, man.
Word. Well, keep us in the loop on that, because there's a few dope podcasts out here.
Word.
And that New England dudes are doing. So we're trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Plug those all in
of
as
course.
Well, man.
Because
there's
course.
A lot of talent, a lot of opinions. I listened to the other one. I didn't hear the whole thing.
Which one?
I was listening about the RIP photos.
Yo.
So
what's your take?
That's what I'm saying. So for people that don't know, he was talking about how, like, now when someone dies, we're talking about Combat Jack, rest in peace. He
RIP.
Yeah, you don't even, if you're tuned in, you should know the deal there.
Right.
Rest in peace to Combat. But we're talking about how when someone dies now, it's like you post a photo with them, and everyone, it's like someone died and now you're scrolling through your phone to find a photo so you can post it to show that you knew them or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And him and Phil were talking about this. And I heard what you were saying, and I feel like it's kind of, well, it's two things. Like, one thing is,
it's complex, man.
You naturally, now you have those photos, so, you know, if you think about your parents or people like that, they have photos of their loved ones around their house, so they might go to that. Now it's on your phone, so you can find it and reminisce, you know, find your favorite. So it's probably a little easier to find than it sounds like scrolling through the archives.
Right.
Some people pull out some stuff from, like, but so it's probably like, oh, you're looking at it and then it's very easy to share.
Right.
But I also feel like it's a backlash to everyone getting in on every tragedy, kind of being like,
well, that's what,
like,
I'm,
they're
speaking
affected
to.
And it's like kind of just being like, nah, I knew this person, because I've had that happen to me in real life with, like, family friends or people like that who, like, not super loud about how we know each other, literally godparents, and then people are talking to me like they were so close to them, and it's a weird thing because, like, they're mourning in their way, but you kind of want to be like, you didn't really know him like that.
Yeah,
so I think it's people just sort of put it out there like, all right, like, I am allowed to be sad. Like, that's weird in its own ways. Right. Like,
exactly.
It's
so tough because, and as I mentioned, it really is tough to police the way some people mourn, but it's just an I was more speaking like it's an observation, and I saw it particularly with Combat, and then but it started with Prodigy.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's happened, but there was just this weird, like, you know, I was just visioning people like, okay, this person died, and boom,
to be
I
clear,
know them. Like, you
if
know.
You die, we're posting a photo with you in here. You
know,
like, I hope it's not for a while.
Yeah, knock on wood. But thanks.
He's gonna
push up the story, man. Yeah. I
remember
appreciate
when
that.
I met John Hope.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, no, it was just more or less an observation because, like, really, I saw someone post a conversation that seemed very meaningless. Like, They posted like the text conversation of them and Combat Jack, and it was literally like, "What's up, bro?" And it wasn't one of those, "Oh, I was just with him last night." It was a convo from like 2 or 3 years ago.
No.
It didn't even, you know what I mean?
It doesn't even make any sense.
It didn't even make any sense. It was just like, so are you just trying to show how much you were?
It's weird, man. This whole
If anything,
we're entering
like,
new times. We're in entering terms new of, times, you know, bro. How we're processing things.
Yo, we're not far from Black Mirror, man.
You watch the new season?
For real, yeah. I just watched the episode last night, the one about relationships.
Oh, yeah.
That was ill. How, like,
I actually haven't seen that.
Watch it.
Yeah,
we're not far from that, man.
I love Black Mirror because it's set. It could be tomorrow.
Exactly.
The tech makes sense. There's one on. People didn't like it because the plot is kind of thin. But there's one that's basically about those robots they're working on down the street at Boston Dynamics. One's pretty.
I gotta check
bleak.
It out. Yeah.
There's a couple happy endings this year though.
Really? I just saw the one last night. That one. I don't know why I went to that, but I just decided.
Yeah. You can't watch too much of it though. It's bleak.
Yeah. It is. It is.
So, when can we hear your next podcast? How often are they coming out?
Oh, it's a weekly. It's weekly. I don't have like a specific day, but definitely a weekly.
Okay.
Day, you know what I mean?
Okay. And one other thing I want to talk about.
Sure.
That you said on there that was dope was living that person's message or energy rather than the hashtag thoughts and prayers.
Right.
Which, you know, is another side effect of like, are you actually taking the time to, you know, carry their spirit with you?
Exactly.
Or, you know, you just throwing that out there. Does it mean anything?
Doesn't mean anything, you know? So,
wait, the hashtag thoughts and prayers?
Well, just anything, like, you know, thoughts and prayers with XYZ versus actually taking time to, you know, hear what they were about and carry them with you.
Right. So you see a lot of people that just real quick, you know, they'll just, someone passed, thoughts and prayers, my condolences, thoughts and prayers. And it's just gotten so, I don't know, like desensitizes. I don't know if that's the word, but just it's just I don't know if it holds the same significance as it did, you know, moments ago. You know what I'm saying? So
the last Black Mirror episode is kind of like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of about tragedies and how we kind of wash and rinse, you know, and run to the next one.
That's a great analogy, man. Wash and rinse.
We're all experiencing everything at the same time, so it's really. Is a new phenomenon.
I
feel like part of that kind of stems from like everybody wants to feel like they're kind of like, you know, relevant to certain things.
Oh, it's selfish. There is a selfishness.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, exactly. It's more or less like I kind of noticed it with some people. Like a lot of people recently, this boy named Damien, he died from my city. And honestly, I'm not gonna front like I knew him like that, but literally I used to chill with this dude every day, and like the only reason why we like stopped talking was because like he used to get himself into like a lot of crazy stuff.
Right.
And then like I saw him turning his life around. He was like, you know, being happier. He had like a girlfriend. He was actually thinking about like, you know, doing way more just for her. And then all of a sudden he's just dead. I was like, oh snap, like that's crazy. And that really got to me because it's like he was really turning the stuff around, as opposed to a lot of other people. They was like, oh my god, like that was like my best friend in high school, and I'm like, yo bro, I know you and I know him, y'all was nowhere near each other. And it's like everybody wants to feel like relevant to some kind of tragedy that goes on,
of course,
and it's really sad in some cases, and it's like people can't really police that, but it has to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're gonna like try to like seem relevant to like some kind of tragedy, at least have it connect with you in some way, shape, or form, and be honest with yourself about it. You know, don't just be somebody that's just like coming on the thing, just like, oh yeah, I knew this person so well. Oh my gosh, I love them so much. When in reality, like the last conversation y'all had was like in 2012.
Right.
We're in 2018 now. Like, please. Right.
it's weird ridiculous. How that thing happens, man.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard to make a judgment on that too, though.
Well, that's I agree, 1,000%. Yeah, because everybody mourns in their own way.
Right, and also like sometimes a lot of people don't know the relationship you might have with that person.
Right.
Maybe publicly you may not know, you may not be the closest of people, but you never know. Like maybe those two people see each other at least like once a week, or like they text each other. Not that all these people are like that. Like a lot of people just do it for attention.
Right,
there are
right,
certain
right.
people who like not everyone knows the relationship between them.
Of course, of course.
I don't know. It is. It's a hard concept. It definitely is. But
yeah, there's people I haven't spoken to in 2 years who would rock me if they were gone, just because, you know.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, well, that's not something we can solve on this program.
We gotta at least talk about it.
It's definitely a new
promise to light.
So you don't talk about a lot of this stuff in your music, though. That's one thing I noticed. Your podcast seems to deal with different issues.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the podcast, is because, you know, with music, it's definitely, there's some level of concerted and concentration there. With the podcast, it's a lot more loose, a lot more wider, and I really want to show my range, you know, in terms of like, you know, creativity and just my ability to like have dialogue, you know what I mean? So that's really what it was, just to diversify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more going on than you can. Not everything's meant for a song either.
Right. Exactly.
That's a tough one to make a song out of without sounding preachy or
exactly,
like, you know.
Yeah.
So you also have a book you just handed me.
Yeah. 100 miles an hour in a parked car. It's a table book, man. It's random thoughts, poems, short stories. And even at the back, it gives you an opportunity to kind of share your thoughts and write them down. So that's really what it is, man. It's just like, you know, the analogy I use is like when you come in home and you're in your driveway and you're just sitting there and random, you know, you're thinking about any and everything, and that's kind of what this book is like. Even from the grammatical standpoint, and, you know, I really wasn't worried about like spelling and, you know, structure. It was really a lot of randomosity, you know what I'm saying?
Randomosity.
Yeah.
I love how you're like all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I appreciate that. But I really think, you know, that's just the times we're living in, you know, like I don't want to be boxed in. I mean, I'm the people that 100%. I'm a fan of. Yeah, you know, so you share that same sentiment. Yeah, like, exactly. The people I'm a fan of, they're not just boxed in. You know, I like Donald Glover, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he wants to do Atlanta one day, he can do that.
Right.
If he wants to be in Star Wars the next, he can do that. Right. Like, you know what I mean? And I want that kind of range for myself, especially as someone who is is older. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was just relying solely on music, like, you know, I'd probably have, you know, I'd be limited. You know, I'd really be limited, but like I can do a number of different things. However, the music is always the centerpiece. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that it really is the foundation.
And with artists, they have a tendency to want to put you in a box. Like, if you are an artist, you have to be an artist. You can't be anything else. You can't do like acting. You can't do like I doubt anyone's gonna do groundwork, but groundwork if you want.
Yeah.
Like, people have a tendency to wanna see you that way.
Yeah.
And it's so sad.
It really is sad, man. You know, and it's one of those things, because I was in theater, I act, like I do all these different things, and I wanna showcase that.
Right.
And, you know, it really helps in terms of my relevancy. Like, yo, 2018, I'm being interviewed by LFOD, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I started out, you know, like doing 10 years ago, you know what I'm saying? And like, a lot of people are not around that I started with, you know what I mean? Or even, or they are, but they just, for whatever reason, might not be making as much of an impact. So for me to still be, you know, mentioned and active, I'm blessed, yo.
Yeah.
You know, I'm blessed.
The crazy thing about it is, like, when you're, like, you know, a creative, like you said, it's just, like, in terms of just, like, how people are going to, like, receive your message, it's more or less about, you know, the fact that a lot of people can't really take too much at one time. So it's like, if they're going to be like, oh, you're an artist, and then you also have a book, and then you also have a podcast, and you're also doing this, that, and the third, and you're also a teacher, and then you're also doing this, they're going to be like, whoa, what the heck?
So you're saying, are you saying it might be overload?
like some people get, some people actually get like really overwhelmed just knowing that you do so many things. Like it's not a bad thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just some people just be like, oh wow, like he does all this, he does this, that, and third, you know what I'm saying? So like people kind of just try to focus on one thing at a time in some cases, and then they warm up to the other things. But in regards to just being a creative, I'm not really saying that to like be like, oh yeah, like people aren't gonna notice you for, you know, this and that and the third. It's more or less about like how you kind of build your resume,
right?
More or less about how you kind of like use that to your advantage.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, because my thing is like these are all it's all about access for me, right? So like I want people to have as much of a touch point with me, you know, and I could reel them in and show them the other things, you know what I'm saying? And again, like my foundation is I'm a creative. So, you know, if you only mess with the podcast, that's fine. If you only mess with the music, that's fine. But for me, I want to be able to provide that opportunity, you know, for someone to receive me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
whether
exactly.
It's multiple mediums. And I really believe that that's just the nature of where we're at right now. I can't see how, you know, you can just be one thing and really thrive in this. Like, let me scale that back.
Yeah.
Because it's all about measure of success. So if your measure of success, if you just want to rap, if you just want to do that, and you do that, you won. For me, I know, like, and I'm not, and I don't just do these things just because I want to be, you know, cool. Like, I do these things, like, you know, I really was in theater. I'm the host for Providence College Friars, the basketball games. Like, I've been doing that for 10 years. It's only now that I'm just, you know, consolidating everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I used to think that, okay, I'm just rapper. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but then I'm like, hold up, man. I might be much more attractive if I show all these other aspects of my life. And these are dope, just as qualified as well.
Yeah, people want every piece of you. And I think it's good to, especially that you talk about different topics on there than you would in music, because as much as an artist, you don't want to be put in a box. Like, topic-wise, you kind of want to, so your fan... People still have to know what they're going to get from you when they press play.
That's a good point.
And if you pop up on some, like...
right.
Even if, you know, there's one thing if they you're known for being unpredictable, but if you, you've got some consistency behind you. So if all of a sudden you're talking about...
right.
But if you could do that in a podcast and get that energy out and then go back, you know?
That's a good point, man. That's a really good point.
So, I want to play more records, but we're running low on time.
Wow.
We'll do one real quick and we'll come back. All right? Because
we
got to talk about Rhode Island real quick.
Yeah, let's
this
do
one
it.
Is off some guy named Harry. Is it a guy named Harry?
A guy named Harry.
A guy named Harry.
Not some guy named Harry. It's some dude.
Yeah, there's some guy.
There's some guy.
Camp Street
at
Comstock. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio.
The cliches and the hood rats, I'm trying to avoid the goon, just cause they could blast. And you ain't got the answers, but I still ask, cause all I do is question when the news flash. Channel 6 and 7, 8 of my n***s gone. 9 times out of 10, 11 year olds hear eulogies perform. This a song to my city, mentally absorbed. Timing in the rough between the Boston and New York. I know it's hard for you to say it, the ghetto's a mosaic. When radio hears soul, it's hard for them to play it, but I refuse. So I make sure you taste every drop from my chin that I perfuse. The shortest fuse about to blow, and you ain't even know it. Like me, you ain't never seen a poet. Guns and roses, loves and foes, is make me skip past the hopes and focus on my monies. What's up?
On the corner of Camp Street and Comstock, they chase dreams without socks. Money and cars is what they love about you. I never gave one. Rolling through dark nights with day ones.
The folks wanna die for their culture. Stalk the dead body like a vulture. Battalions, they whip it hard. Ooh, they whip it harder. Dollar
dollar signs is the motivation for father. Buy for one, sell for two. I know you got the props, Joe, but we gon' want it too. Let me in, let me in. These out-of-towners looking at me strange. I'm the one that's standing out. This normal shit is weird. Tears from a broken mother. Oh, how I love her. May my words forever hear. Rest in peace, young Shad. Carry on tradition, not asking for permission. They love my metaphors, so they marry every sentence. I'm not ashamed of my home. Although, a lot of suckers in my home, they must go. Take the sweet with the bitter. I'm shaking hands with fiends, queens, kings, dealers, killers. One more time. Take the sweet with the bitter. I'm shaking hands with fiends, queens, kings, dealers, killers. They all reside in
on the corner of Camp Street and Comstock. They chase dreams without socks. Money and cars is what they love about you. You of a million folks, I never gave one. Rolling through dark nights with day ones.
You the fools wanna die for their culture. Smoke the dead body like a vulture. Battalions,
daddy ain't around and my mommy ain't at home. But I got my uncle ripped up. The devil is alive and he's showing me the wrong. But I got my uncle ripped up. These hard times make it hard to remain the same. Yeah, I got my uncle ripped up. Cause I know on my mind I don't wanna be alone. So I call my uncle ripped up. On the corner of Kim Street and Comstock. They chase dreams without.
Camp Street and Comstock, that's off a guy named Harry.
John Hope.
Some guy named Harry.
Hey.
It's a guy.
He said he's not fully dressed until he puts his city on.
That's a fact. Sick. That's a fact, man. That's a fact. Shout out PVD, man. You know? Like that's the cornerstone of all of this, you know? And so
sick.
You know, when I heard the conversations, you know, being had about New England, I didn't hear us.
You went at us about it.
Yeah, man. You know, because I really feel like it'd be one thing if we said the state of Boston.
Yeah.
That you'd be dead on.
Right.
Right? But if we're gonna stretch it, and I understand, because even as Rhode Islanders, right, you know, when we talk about New England Patriots, I mean it's really a Massachusetts, Foxborough, like at least the perception, right? You know what I mean? So I think it's about mindset. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, if we're going to have that conversation, yo, Spose is amazing. What he's doing out in Maine, dope. You know what I'm saying? A-Noid out of Connecticut, dope. Mm-hmm. You know, Lonnie, 860, who's really doing his thing, you know what I'm saying, is dope. And then, of course, what we're doing over here in Rhode Island. And so I think you make that conversation much more robust and fruitful,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're with that. That's why we even call it the State of New England Hip Hop, because our big thing, and you know, if you check the hashtag Rep New England, we're all about, yeah, like, it's not gonna, the reason why this is a longer convo, but
yeah, yeah,
South, different regions, there's a reason that certain regions have staying power.
Exactly.
And one of the things that happens up here is things get fractured real quick.
Yep.
And I get it, because people went about it the wrong way, everyone claiming Boston when you're not from Boston. How is a Bostonian supposed to respond to that?
Right.
Because you're watering down their city.
Right.
So, and meanwhile, you know, we got people from Brockton, wherever, and they want to be proud of their city. So we try to get people to think New England. Shout out, we do a lot of stuff with the dudes in Rap Night, Maine and New Hampshire, Sound Effects up in Burlington. So we try to touch on everything. We don't do much with Connecticut because they seem to ride more with New York.
With New York,
And but we've been definitely meaning to build with Providence. And what happens with the State of New England Hip Hop is we end up having a lot more Boston dudes because of the fact that there is no industry in New England as it stands. And like, what we do have is mostly in Boston, and
of course
that part is always gonna have to kind of have Boston as the hub, as like the launch pad.
Understood.
But in terms of, we don't want to make it seem like other areas aren't making things happen.
Yeah.
It's just when we're talking with people who make national moves, like they're bouncing out of here.
Of course.
So
we're
from New Hampshire. Live Free or Die is where the name comes from.
No, I get it. Right.
Yeah.
And the thing was, I wasn't speaking from. I appreciated the conversation. I mean, I you know, Bedlam is my guy.
Yeah.
Dart is my guy. You know, it was just more or less, I was thinking more of dialogue and an opportunity for everybody to be aware of, like, yo, man, this is happening out here, and this is happening. You know what I'm saying? But but Boston is. I mean, it's
But you jumped in and you had names and it was dope and you shot them out, and you know, hopefully this will help, because to be honest, and we've talked about before, we don't really chase people. So like people find us. So now, because you've been on, other people in Rhode Island gonna know about us. So it's been a progression of us spreading out. Like they know about us in New Hampshire, they know about us in Boston.
Yeah.
Maine's catching on, Vermont, Rhode Island's next, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's all about that, because we try not to chase, we want to be organic.
Of course.
And you know, they definitely invited to some events down there. Before we go, though, I got to know.
Come on, talk to me.
Jovan's.
Yeah.
So there's a record, Jovan's, on Savage Beauty.
Yeah.
Makes Jovan sound like this mecca, like just an amazing place.
Yeah.
I Googled Jovan's. I had to know about it. It's got 1.5 stars on Yelp. People are having shootouts with police outside.
It seems
like negative, but then on the flip side, I saw some articles about the Rhode Island Black Business Association and the NAACP getting involved and saying that they were getting punished unfairly for other things and a whole systematic thing. So can you, first of all, set the record straight about Jovan's, because Google's not doing it any justice.
Right.
And then can you really briefly just talk about, you know, what's going on down in Rhode Island with that?
Because
that's been something. You guys have trouble with venues down there.
Yeah, so Jovan's is a legendary place in Providence. It's on the south side. And it was it's a black-owned business. It's a nightclub that, you know, it was the only place that really was playing black music where you could go and be who you were. You know what I'm saying? And everybody came through there. I mean, Biggie, Jay, Khaled, Fat Joe. It was just a place that, you know, that had live performances as well. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to take that opportunity to highlight it and like really kind of introduce and do what you just did. Google and do the research and stuff like that. So Jovan's is if you're in the city and you say Jovan's, it's definitely a positive thing. And yeah, it was in the hood, you know what I mean, and it got a bad rap, but you know, that's a larger conversation. You know what I'm saying? So
I just wanted to, you do rep the city, my man.
And as far as what's going on back home, man, I mean, just as much as the Boston scene is thriving and so beautifully, shout out Stiz, what he did at House of Blues was amazing.